on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, just a sort of final exclamation point on what I was saying just before the break, because I want to go back to the blazing phone lines. It's not just that we're winning and that we are the majority. Our majority is swelling. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know if you've seen the latest polls. Now the Washington Post ABC News poll, I mean, it's a stunning poll. Record low approval levels now, ratings for Biden. It's even lower for Kamala Harris. Now, you saw it in the Glenn Youngkin race. Republicans now have they now own and have the Latino vote. The Latino vote has now gone from the Democrats to the Republicans. Biden and the Democrats have now lost the Latino vote. They have lost the blue collar vote, the working class vote. The Republican Party is now the working class party. I'm just going by literally sheer poll numbers and votes. Black males are now starting to defect in big numbers from the Democrats. Not women, not black women, but black men are defecting slowly but surely from the Democratic Party. Suburban women, it's still not quite what it was before, but almost. So you look at the, I mean, what is it now? All the polls are showing it's going to be the biggest landslide for Republicans in the midterms in over 40 years. Now, if we have the blue collar vote, the working class vote, we have the Latino vote, we're basically almost even with the women's vote. There's no way in hell the Democrats can win another national election. I mean, not even close. So what I'm just saying is, look, I'm very concerned about stolen elections. You know, I've been, who was the one that talked about Jack Cittarelli and Murphy up in New Jersey, for example? I cover these things. It's very important. We have to make sure they don't steal elections. But if we can pass election integrity laws, and we're doing it slowly but surely in state after state, and get good poll watchers and have any kind of a free and fair election, the Democrats are going down like the Titanic. So all I'm just saying is the tide of history is now on our side. And the more radical the Democrats become, the more voters they lose day by day by day. Look, take this thing now with Merrick Garland. You know how many black parents are livid about critical race theory? You know how many Asian, the reason why I'm citing minorities is that used to be their base. You know how many Asian parents are livid about critical race theory? How many Latino parents are livid about critical race theory? And it's not because, I don't know what, they're like super conservatives. They're just normal parents. We want education, not indoctrination. They're like, whoa, hey, don't try to turn my child into some kind of a community activist. I want my child to read, to write, to know math, maybe some science. How about a little bit of civics? I want my child to have an education. I'll talk to him about politics at home or whatever. That's up to me. That's not your business. So they are losing on every single front. Why would we adopt violence? The people who need violence are Black Lives Matter. The people who need violence are Antifa because they're in the minority. Nobody wants what they're selling. So they have to resort to bloodshed and rioting and burning and looting and intimidation and coercion. That's all they've got. If you've got the majority of the people behind you, your logical response should be, take it to the ballot box. It's only fringe movements, fanatics who are a minority. They need to rely on violence. That's why Black Lives Matter. Look, everybody knows Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it was self-defense. It's Black Lives Matter. They're calling for Kenosha to be burned to the ground. They're calling for violence. Why? Because they're in the minority. You take away their threats and their violence and their coercion. They've got nothing. Nothing. And we can see it just from the results of the last election. Every time they put up defund the police on the ballot, they lost. Even in Minneapolis, in Ilhan Omar's own district, it went down in flames. So whenever an idea of Black Lives Matter is put to the voters, they get destroyed. That's why they got to resort to the gun or whatever, to the match, to the gasoline can in the match. That's why they got to torch everything, because they can't win fair and square. But we can. We just got to make sure it's fair and square. 617-266-6868. Eddie in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Eddie.
Thanks for holding, Eddie. Good morning, Jeff. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you, Eddie?
You know what, Jeff? I'm going to just start calling you Cooner Claws. I know we're not near Christmas yet, but I'm going to start calling you Cooner Claws. Because I love the gifts that you're giving out.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm gonna ask you for one tiny present, and then if you'll give me a couple of minutes, I'd like to tell you a little bit of a story.
I promise you,
I will not make it long.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think that now is the time, and I know you've talked to him before, and I know you've had him on the show before. I'm halfway wondering if you shouldn't call Dinesh D'Souza and get him on the show again. Because he has done some brilliant, brilliant research that has shown the democratic links to the Nazis.
Oh, we'll definitely do that.
Maybe
Eddie, I'll tell you what. We had him on when he had his book out, where he really showed the links to the Democrats and the Nazis. But we haven't had Dinesh on for a while. I love Dinesh. I love everything he publishes and writes. We're going to get Dinesh back on, I promise. Eddie, here's what I'm going to do. I don't want to rush you. So we're going to come back to you. I want to take all of your calls and I want to set the table. Let me ask you this. Merrick Garland, now caught in the mother of all lies. He ordered the FBI to label parents as domestic terrorists simply for voicing their concerns. There were even threat tags added to their names. Simply for opposing critical race theory, should he be impeached? Should he resign? Your calls, your reaction next.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right.
931 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. 617-266-6868. Okay, let's go back to Eddie in New Hampshire. Eddie, as they say, ask and you shall receive. We will get Dinesh D'Souza, I promise. Please, Eddie, pick up where you left off.
So to answer your question first about Merrick Garland, I mean, we all know that he belongs in jail. That's the first thing. But I want to get on to that little story that I told you that I wanted to share with you and your audience, because you know what? I've heard a lot of people lately online and elsewhere, and I'm sure you have too, that have said, maybe the American dream is dead. Now, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't personally believe that. You know, the way that I was raised, you know, unfortunately, my family and I, we were homeless at one point. We were on subsidized housing. I grew up through every government program, but I also knew that if I wanted my dream to be any good, I had to put forth the work to do it. Anybody that has come from a communist country or anything like that, they know better than even I do that you have to work to get it. I went through college, got 2 degrees, moved out on my own, have not relied on the government ever since then. So you know what? It's doable, and the American dream is alive only if you want it to be. You know, for the people out there, for example, like Democrats that think you need a government handout to get a leg up, you're never going to get a leg up on anything that they give you. I know that firsthand. You're never going to get ahead because the programs were not made to do that. Never. They were never made to get you ahead. Now, another person you should reach out to, he was a senator in Louisiana, Albert Lee Guillory. He switched over from the Democrat to Republican Party once he started to figure out, you know what, I'm seeing more black men thrown in jail disproportionately and everything else because of the way things are. Albert Lee Guillory realized that, you know what, we got to take responsibility and change things. So you know what? Whatever the American dream means to anybody out there, each of you individually need to figure out a couple of things. And that is, you need to figure out what does that mean to you and what are you going to do about it and how are you going to get there?
Oh, amen. Absolutely brilliant. Eddie, absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much for that call. I mean, look, that's the thing. It's a racket. What the Democrats have been offering African-Americans especially, because that's their biggest, most loyal voting bloc, but frankly, other minority groups, it's a con. They're flim-flam artists. That's what they are. They're con artists. You know, they're offering you these government checks. It's to mire you in poverty. It's to keep you dependent upon the government. You're not getting ahead. And now, look, I have a theory. You may disagree with me. I believe one of the reasons, one, not the sole, not even the primary one, but one of the reasons the deep state and the Democrats sabotaged Trump's presidency and the media completely freaked out for four long years was because Trump was the only Republican in my lifetime that went into minority neighborhoods, especially African Americans and Latinos. And he said, look what the Democrats have given you for 50 years. Give me a chance. What have you, as he famously put it, what have you got to lose? And with the Latinos, it worked. Trump made a majority of Latinos a supporter of the Republican Party, really of his America First vision. And that continued under Glenn Youngkin, and all the national trends show it's now almost permanent or semi-permanent. In other words, he said, I'm not going to give you a welfare check. I'm going to give you an employment check, a paycheck. How's that? Huh? You achieve your American dream through the power of capitalism, the free market, and all the incredible economic opportunities that America has to offer. Now, he's starting to work with black males. Some are starting to figure it out. You've been on economic plantation for 60 years. How's that working out for you? The Democrats here, take Kenosha. It's a Democrat-run city. What have they done for African-Americans? Take Chicago, another one that's threatening to be burned to the ground. Tell me, how have minorities fared in Chicago? How have African-Americans fared in Chicago? It's a killing field. Don't talk to me about Kyle Rittenhouse, who, by the way, never killed one black person, never shot one black person. Look how many blacks are shot and killed in Democrat-run cities day after day after day. Chicago, Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta. I could go city after city after city. They protect you. They protect your streets. They protect your families. They protect your homes. So Trump offered a better way, an alternative. And he was serious about it. And the Democrats and the media realized if he breaks our stranglehold on minorities, especially African Americans, but also Latinos, we're finished. I mean, we're really finished. We can never hold political power again. Remember this. Under Bill Clinton, for African Americans, under Bill Clinton, record imprisonment for blacks. Under Barack Obama, for blacks, record welfare. Under Donald Trump, for blacks, record employment. Under Bill Clinton, Bubba, record imprisonment for blacks. Under Obama, it was record rates of them being on welfare. under Trump, record employment. You know who's the party of Lincoln? You know who's the party of opportunity for all, but especially for minorities and African Americans? You guessed it. It's the party of Trump. 617. And he posed a mortal threat to their power. And that's why they had to take him down. 617-266-6868. Nick in Weymouth. Thanks for holding, Nick, and welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. A couple of things. To follow up on what you just said, and on a little bit of a tangent there, number one minority in the United States is no longer black people. It happens to be Hispanic people. They've accomplished this in 20 years, right? I believe a black population is 13 point something 20 years ago. They haven't really... probably because of abortion and lifestyle, they have not improved their population. If they had, they would be in a better state today, right? But no, they became children of the Democratic Party, slaves, if you will. As for the Hispanics, they actually like to have a different culture, even Biden got into that, right? And got a little pasty for that. So they have a whole different idea about owning property, buying things for their family, etc. So this is very significant to Black Lives Matter, by the way. Once in a while, they'll toss out the brown word, but you don't, you know, black and brown. They don't say that all the time because they're very wary of the fact that they are now a lesser minority. Now, to get this whole globalism thing, we've crossed the border, like you said, okay? We are now looking at sedition and treason under the guise of two things recently. One is the pandemic, and the other one is climate change. They're nothing but vehicles to bring us to the knees of the people who want to control us. And the way they're doing it right now, for anybody's not paying attention, the $1 trillion bills, they're printing counterfeit money, number one. Number two, they're raising your taxes. And while they're raising your taxes in front of your face, behind your head, they're also reducing exemptions and deductions, which in effect is another tax hit on you. Same thing, if you will, The same thing you will with inflation, right? They're robbing your money. What I'd like to see is a national sales tax, if anything, for everybody to pay. So if you're getting money from the taxpayers and you're not working, well, when you go to the store, you're going to have to fork some of that over. That's what happens with unemployment, by the way.
I agree.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for all that.
Oh, thank you, Nick. No, I agree. I'm a big supporter of a national sales tax. And thank you for that call for precisely that reason. Because this way, then everybody pays. In other words, if you could make Jeff Kooner emperor for a day, okay, I would not tax income. I wouldn't. I would tax sales, consumption. This because everybody has to buy whatever, a loaf of bread, milk, gasoline, you know, whatever, the basic groceries, pick whatever, clothes, jeans, shoes. So this way, everybody pays taxes. Everybody contributes to the country and to the treasury. That, to me, that's a fundamental principle. I believe if you live in a country, you benefit from that country. Everybody has to contribute in some way to that country. 617-266-6868. Kim in Wellesley. Thanks for holding, Kim, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks Hi. For taking my call.
My pleasure.
May my words be blessed in Jesus' name. I want to remind listeners of what God's word tells us. We are not fighting flesh and blood. Listeners need to understand that we are not fighting humans. We are in a spiritual battle. Like birthing pains, things are going to get worse before Jesus returns. Let me see. Hold on. I lost my place.
Kim, I'll tell you what. Why don't you think it over, and I'll come right back to you, and we'll take all of your calls. But I love that. Things are going to get worse, but eventually they're going to get better. And we will win. Your calls next. Oh, yeah, yeah. 6:48 on the great WRKO. Anthony in Rhode Island. Thanks for holding, Anthony, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Anthony.
2 points, Jeff, if I could. Recently, earlier when you spoke about people coming from other countries that lived in communism, and you would think they'd be smart about it, but my ex-girlfriend's mom, Polish, she came from Poland, lived under the regime of the Hitler and lived in the prison camps. Her mom actually had a gun. The commandant had a gun to her head quite a few times. The only reason why they even survived was her dad was important to them. He knew how to do quite a few things that they needed, and that was the only reason why they survived. And then the Americans came in. But today, you can tell her it's light out, but it's dark. She has CNN on all the time. It is just propaganda, and you can't tell her anything, but it's the democratic way. That's that. Now, when you just said, well, we the Republicans are playing badminton, we have to come forward, and we are. When you look at this truck driver in New Jersey
yes.
that got elected, and they tried to make things happen and have these ballots come out of nowhere, it was we the people that came forward and said, no. No, you're not. These ballots aren't coming forward. And he won. So we are. But when you look at the 13 Republicans that crossed the lines, and that's the problem. The Democrats, they stick together. These rhino Republicans, they're forever going and making their cause and making them, oh, look what we've done. But it was the Republicans that helped them. They have to be weeded out. Yeah,
I so agree. Anthony, I couldn't agree with you more, and thank you very much for that call. In other words, we've got to start primarying and purging the party of these rhinos. Period. Full stop. Look, we're in a political ideological war. This is a war to the finish now. So you're either with us or you're against us. And if you're against us, there's the door, and don't let it hit you on the way out. Tom in Westford. Thanks for holding, Tom, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Oh, pretty good. At one point, you had a great segue for me. This country is exceptional, and it's exceptional for the basic reason that it's the first time in the history of man where government was created by the people to support the rights of those people. That's
yes.
the sole reason. Government
yes.
exists to protect the rights of the people.
Dead on.
And we had a founding document. Sometimes we don't go back to it, but it gives clarity, it gives our morality, and it's called the Declaration of Independence. And there are five truths in that second paragraph, that all men are created equal or endowed by our Creator, certain inalienable rights, among them are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Governments are instituted by the people, and they get their power from the people. And the fifth truth is what we're talking about now, that when the government fails to live up to that, it is a right, it is the duty of the people to change the government. And the way that proceeded was we had a group of people that got together and decided to start a constitution trying to fix a confederation. And what they did was one of the first acts in that constitution was in order for the people to change the government the way it's going, the people need to have elections, and those elections need to be founded and the rules committed by the people, closely elected by the people, the state legislatures. That was number one, how we change, and we have to ensure that we have fair elections. There was also one second provision that was put in the Constitution, because many of the founders and framers realized that we're going to have corruption. And what they did was that same legislative bodies of the state, being driven by the people, have the right, they have the duty to form a convention and approve their own constitutional amendments without the federal government. This whole experiment was set up so that we wouldn't have bloody revolts, but where we would get the majority of the people to go and take our rights back, and that is through the state legislatures. So that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, Tom, no, you're dead on. You're absolutely dead on, and thank you for that call. Look, that's why I'm a big supporter. Mark Levin is the one that really has been spearheading this. Many others have as well, but he's most prominent advocate of this, a convention of the states, a constitutional convention of the states. I'm all for it. In other words, look, if the states would just reassert their lawful constitutional authority, they could bring the federal Leviathan, the Biden regime, to its knees. I mean, they could. They keep allowing the federal government to keep usurping authority and power from the states, from local governments, from the people that it doesn't have. And by the way, usurping authority as well from Congress. It's not just, it is from the states, yes, but also, frankly, from Congress. So, look, just to give you a super quick example, a couple of weeks ago, it was hardly even mentioned, Biden launched several bombing raids and airstrikes in Syria. Now, how come Congress didn't authorize it? How come this wasn't declared by Congress? So we now have an executive that what? Can start bombing other countries willy-nilly? That is so unconstitutional, frankly illegal, it's not even funny. But why does he get away with it? Because Congress has allowed its authority to be usurped. They're not even jealous and protective of their rights and their prerogatives. So Tom is completely right. We have all of these options and tools available to us, given to us by our founding fathers, because they said, look, in a big, diverse country like this, not everything has to be fought at the, you know, revolution, because it's going to be nonstop fighting and bloodshed. There are ways to change things legally, peacefully, constitutionally. And all I'm my argument is this: we are the majority, so let's roll. What are we afraid of? Maria in New Hampshire. Maria, I'm sorry, I've literally got 1 minute. The floor is yours. Go.
Real quick, do not comply is not a bumper sticker. Kyle is a hero. We need to do what we did in New Hampshire with Black Lives Matter. We shut them down with regular citizens. And we need to get rid of the United Nations. We don't need a group of people that are just taking money from everybody and in order to tell us how many people we can let in our country. That needs to be gone. Davos needs to be outlawed because we don't need a bunch of rich, grubby people trying to run the world like Pinky and the Brain.
Short but sweet. Maria, you're absolutely dead on. We have to stop the globalists here and at the UN. America now, America forever. Bye-bye.